Last week, 250,000 people were expected to attend the 10-day Sturgis motorcycle rally. For the past few years, undercover investigations have caught rounds of accused sex predators. In 2019, 11 men were arrested. Human sex trafficking takes place at similar large gatherings throughout the year in all 50 states. Ride My Road is a motorcycle-based fundraising organization that is doing something about it. Welcome, friends. I'm Emma, your host of Freedom Rising, a human trafficking awareness podcast. Today, we're talking with Lauren, the founder of Ride My Road. Lauren and other motorcycle fanatics raise funds for survivor-led organizations offering direct service to American survivors of human trafficking. Thank you for joining me today, Lauren. I was hoping you could tell my listeners a bit about yourself and Ride My Road.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Emma. It's always exciting to be on a podcast. So my name is Lauren, and I am the executive director and founder of an organization called Ride My Road. We are primarily a fundraising org, and we operate within the motorcycle community, hence the name Ride My Road. We want to teach bikers about trafficking and enroll men into the fight against it. We have events that we hold all over the country, although we are starting to focus a lot more on the West Coast. Where we live. We rebuild motorcycles and raffle them off. We have a couple of other programs as well, but that's kind of the bulk of what we're up to right now. Really, our mission is to just tell the world what kind of trafficking happens in America and just to get people on board with understanding that it does happen here at home and ride bikes.
That's so fun. And then I guess one of the questions I ask all my guests is when you first heard about human trafficking and in what context?
So I'm a photographer. I have been photographing women for years. So I mainly focus on female entrepreneurs and women empowerment photo shoots. And I was just plugging along in my life doing my photography business when I suddenly went through a divorce. And I say suddenly because I really didn't know it was coming. It kind of hit me out of the blue. And it was very upsetting to me. I mean, anybody who's been divorced knows that it can be really difficult. It was very heartbreaking for me. And when I went to a counselor within the first hour, she said to me, Lauren, your husband's really emotionally abusive. And I thought, that's not possible. I'm an empowered woman. Like, I'm intelligent and I'm traveled and I'm, you know, I have courage and I've accomplished all of these things. And I couldn't reconcile myself with someone who was living in an abusive situation. But the key to understand is that it's because I didn't understand what abuse looks like. I thought, well, he's not hitting me, so I'm not an abused woman. And she recommended that I read some books about abuse, and I really started to dive into this world of manipulation and gaslighting and all of this trauma that I had been experiencing that I really just didn't know. I wasn't aware. And I became obsessed with this notion that nobody is exempt from abuse, right? It doesn't matter where you come from or how smart you think you are. You can find yourself in these types of situations. And so here I am with this broken heart, getting a divorce, learning that I'm actually, wow, I've been living in this abusive situation, and I wanted to do something about it. I was really uncomfortable. And so, you know, I'm a biker. I've been riding motorcycles for a long time. And I thought, I'm going to get on my bike and I want to ride across the country and I want to take my camera and photograph women like me who have experienced abuse, but that have come through to the other side. And so I was looking at like domestic violence shelters and wondering like, where could I give my gift to photography and make a difference? And someone told me about the Rebecca Bender Initiative. So for those of you guys who follow the anti-trafficking movement, you might be familiar with Rebecca Bender. She's a total powerhouse. She founded the Elevate Academy. They offer online intensives for survivors, American survivors of human trafficking. And it's a course, it's a school. And she just happens to live right up the road from me, which is crazy coincidence. So someone introduced her to me. And that was the first time when I got a real understanding of what sex trafficking is and how it happens in America. It really rocked my world. I mean, even more than I was already feeling rocked. So I took to the road. We partnered and I rode 10,000 miles around America. I went to almost all the states and I photographed Elevate graduates, so survivors who had graduated their online academy. And we photographed over 40 and we raised almost $60,000 together on that endeavor. And of course, I went from knowing nothing about trafficking, like in July, by September, I was on the road and I was meeting survivor after survivor and I was hearing these stories and I was looking into their eyes and it was so painful and so beautiful. And it really just propelled me on. Day after day to get on the bike and keep going. You know, that was in 2016 and here we are 4 years later and we're still going. We fundraise, we photograph, we hold events, we still partner with Rebecca Bender. Yeah, the rest is history.
Wow. Yeah, that's quite the story. That's awesome.
It's a long one.
Yeah, for sure. But a good one. So yeah, you kind of touched on how your understanding of human trafficking has led you to start Ride My Road. I guess I also want to talk about how cool it is that you're using a motorcycle. Like, that's really cool. I'd never heard of using a motorcycle before to help bring awareness. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yes, that's why our tagline is ride your motorcycle, make a difference. Trademarked. No, just kidding. I think people who don't ride motorcycles don't realize how charitable the motorcycle community is. You can Google any city in America on any given weekend and find a charity ride. Bikers ride for veterans, they ride for children's cancer, they ride for Toys for Tots. And this is something that, again, if you're not a biker, you may not realize. So it's actually a really natural fit. What we're doing is introducing kind of a new topic, this social justice issue that still a lot of Americans don't understand happens. We also know that human trafficking tends to happen more when there is a large congregation of men who are coming from towns where they don't live. They're kind of like on a vacation mode, i.e. a motorcycle rally. It's really important for us to go to rallies and say, hey, guess what? Did you guys know that trafficking is happening right here at this rally? And it kind of rocks people. Unless you're not out purchasing sex, you have no idea that there's this whole underbelly of culture that's happening of sex purchasing at a motorcycle rally. So it's important work for us because although bikers are very charitable, there's still some things that are going on that need to be addressed.
Right, for sure. I know we talked a little bit about how we're not going to talk a lot about the Sturgis Rally, but that's actually how I found your organization, just doing some research leading up to the Sturgis Rally, which is actually happening this weekend. So I went to school to get my journalism degree in South Dakota. I had heard that there was a connection. And then also, yeah, you're right, with like a large gathering of men, there is this underbelly that a lot of people aren't aware of. I've read about like the Super Bowl and yeah, just things like that.
Yeah, the Super Bowl gets a lot of attention, I think, because it's so well known, but it's not just sporting events. I mean, this happens at tech events, business conferences, and there's a couple of elements that need to happen for that to really kind of flourish. And it really is like kind of when men are separated from their families, they're in cities where they are, you know, virtually anonymous. So yes, it happens at motorcycle rallies. It also happens at tech conferences. We don't like to just single out the Super Bowl because it's so much more broad than that.
Right, for sure. And then I was hoping you could also tell us a little bit about the fast ride you have coming up in October. I saw that that's going to be in Oregon.
Thanks for asking. We partner with an amazing organization out of Portland, Oregon called the EPIC Project, and that's EPIC with a K. And I want everybody to look them up because they're doing great work because they are very unique in that they are men fighting trafficking. Historically, the fight against trafficking has really been women-centric and women-driven. This really is an issue about demand. This is about men purchasing sex. And without men enrolled in the fight against this, it's going to just be very difficult. So that's why I'm so excited and stoked to be partnering with the EPIC Project. The founder, Tom Perez, is a biker. So we have that in common. So we joined forces a couple of years ago and we founded the Fast Ride, which is Fight Against Sex Trafficking. And they're one-day events that we hold in California. We did hold one at Sturgis last year. Now we're finally moving it to Oregon, where I live, in October. So it'll be our first Medford, Oregon fast ride. We're very excited. Clearly, it's not going to be a regular event with COVID and everything. We're going to you know, be very safe. And so we're going to be launching sort of like a scavenger hunt ride where people can go at their own pace. They can still be on their bikes. They can still have an opportunity to learn about trafficking, but we won't be having like a big congregation, you know, a big group of people meeting all together with bands and things that we would normally do on a fast ride. So we're really excited for that. We're in the planning phases and that will be October 10th. So if you're anywhere in Southern Oregon, California, Washington, or Oregon in general, come on to the fast ride. A really cool thing that we're doing at this fast ride is we are giving away a motorcycle. I mentioned earlier that we rebuild bikes and we kind of raffle them off, or we, right now we're doing a sweepstakes. So we have a bike. It's beautiful. Bikers, builders, artists, people from all over the motorcycle industry have come together to collaborate on this build. It's called the Survivor Bike Bear. The sweepstakes is running, and our goal with that is to raise $20,000 to give to the Rebecca Bender Initiative for the Elevate Academy. So it's going to be an exciting day.
Great. And then I guess one question I have about the fast ride is, when people participate, what does it look like for them to learn more about human trafficking?
So in a normal fast ride, we have survivor leaders come and speak. We have law enforcement, prosecutors. We bring in a whole plethora of people who are really experts in this field, and we bring them and we have them speak. And we really want, again, bikers to leave feeling educated, but also inspired. So we're very particular about who we bring on. This is a very dark topic, as you know, but we want people to feel like, yes, I can do something about this. And when you mentioned earlier about my motorcycle, I think that that's just one of the beautiful messages that we're trying to spread, is that you can use your passion for a purpose. So it could be motorcycles. It could be like you using your podcast. It could be like Dressember, where you wear a dress and you raise funds and you bring awareness. There's so many ways to make a difference. And I think that a lot of people get tripped up on the fact that they don't know how to make a difference. And so we really want people to understand you can make a difference. You can do it on a motorcycle. Like, how cool is that? So when they come to the fast ride, we usually do a ride. We have our speakers. We do a bunch of giveaways. We raffle off a motorcycle. And then people go home feeling like they learned something and with a plan of action to do something.
Next, Lauren and I will talk about an event she has planned for next year and how motorcyclists can ride to make a difference. It can be hard to find clothing and fashionable jewelry products that are ethically sourced. Well, I'm here to help. Medbow Peak Boutique has handcrafted necklaces and bracelets that are not only made with a slavery-free footprint, but empowers survivors. And guess what? Listeners of the Freedom Rising podcast can get their first purchase 15% off. Just go to medbowpeakboutique.com and use code FREEDOM15 at checkout.
I also saw on your website that you had just finished up the
Disruptor Days.
And could you talk a little bit about that?
Disruptor is our way of saying that we want to disrupt the demand for commercial sex. Again, this is a demand-driven business. If there were no buyers, there would be no business. We are interested in disrupting that demand. So I know it's on my website because I haven't updated it, but we actually did not launch that this year due to COVID. That was going to be our brand new program where we invite bikers from all over the country to sign up, very similar to Dressember. And you ride your motorcycle for 30 days and you raise funds. I was meant to be on the road. I was going to do 5,000 miles through Middle America. We had 7 events planned. We were going to end at the Sturgis Rally. And all of that just got canceled, obviously. So I haven't updated my website, but Disruptor Days is something that we will launch next July instead. Hopefully, fingers crossed. The reason that we are still moving forward with the fast ride is because trafficking has only increased due to COVID. Reports are showing upwards of 40% increase in demand just in the months following the shelter-in-place orders. So even though we can't do the Disruptor Days in the way that we had hoped, there's still a lot of work to be done. That's why we're continuing on with the fast ride, because our vulnerable populations, those who experience exploitation, are not getting a break just because there's a global pandemic. That's why we're moving forward on that. But thank you for asking me about Disruptor Days. You guys put it on your calendars for 2021.
Yeah, you're definitely right about how the demand has not only continued but increased. I've talked to a few individuals who said that, you know, usually when something traumatic like this happens in the world, like COVID or any other disaster, that they always see the demand increase significantly. Another gal I had talked to, she is a survivor of exploitation. She helps a bunch of other people leave exploitation, and she said that like some of her survivors have even been asked by their pimps to like go back. Yeah, it's definitely very present throughout COVID.
Yes, and if you want more resources on that, the Avery Center, they're in Colorado actually, they are putting out some really great research and some really great papers on what that's looking like right now for survivors.
Oh, great. Yeah, I didn't know about that. I'll have to check into that. Well, thank you very much. I guess how can bikers or others help you with your mission and continue your work?
I think right now, just continue to spread the word. You know, we're not shameless in asking people to share our social media. We are at Ride My Road on Facebook and Instagram. And just like letting people know that we exist is a huge help. Like you have no idea when you feel like, oh, what can I do to make a difference? You can actually share organizations like ours and others because it does make a difference if you have a larger audience. And of course, anybody who wants to win the RAD Survivor Bike Bear can enter to win by donating. Again, our goal is $20,000. Proceeds will be granted to the Elevate Academy to support American survivors right now, which is so very important. So get your survivor bike tickets and share us on socials and just thanks so much.
All right, great. Thanks, Lauren. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
No, I just want to thank you for the heart that you have to dig deep into this issue. It's not easy, and clearly you've been doing a lot of work, and it's really exciting. So just thank you so much.
A special thank you to Lauren for joining us today. Check out the show notes to sign up for the Fast Ride in Medford, Oregon on October 10th. You can also enter Ride My Road and the Epic Projects sweepstakes for a chance to win the Survivor Bike Bear.